Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Super Age, Decoding Our Demographic Destiny by Bradley Sherman examines one of the most consequential forces shaping the 21st century, global population aging. Rather than treating longevity as a narrow health story, Sherman frames it as a sweeping demographic shift that will transform how economies grow, how companies compete, how governments govern, and how communities define opportunity. The book argues that longer lives and lower birth rates are not a temporary anomaly, but a new baseline that will reorder markets and institutions across developed and institutions across developed and emerging regions alike. By connecting demographic data to everyday outcomes, it explores what aging societies mean for labor, consumption, innovation, real estate, healthcare, and financial systems. It also challenges assumptions that older populations inevitably cause decline, emphasizing that new products, services, and policies can convert demographic change into an engine for resilience and prosperity. The result is a forward-looking guide for leaders, investors, and citizens trying to understand what comes next. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of the super age and why demographics drive destiny. A central theme is that population aging is a structural shift with predictable momentum, not a trend that can be reversed quickly. The book highlights how declining fertility, rising life expectancy, and changing family structures combine to increase the share of older adults across many countries. This shift matters because demographics influence nearly every macro outcome: the size of the workforce, the number of consumers, tax revenue, and demand for public services. Sherman focuses on the idea that leaders often underestimate the power of demographic math, treating aging as a social issue rather than a foundational constraint and opportunity. The discussion connects the concept of the super age to practical implications: more multi-generational households, longer working lives, and new expectations around education, career transitions, and retirement. It also underscores the unevenness of the transition, with some countries aging rapidly while others remain relatively young, creating new global imbalances and strategic tensions. By decoding how age structure changes over time, the book encourages readers to think in decades, anticipate second-order effects, and view longevity as a defining context for policy, business strategy, and personal planning. Secondly, economic growth, labor markets, and the productivity imperative. Another major topic is how aging reshapes economic growth through labor supply, savings patterns, and productivity. As the share of working-age people shrinks in many places, economies can face slower headline growth unless they offset it with higher productivity, greater labor force participation, or immigration. The book explores how longer lives challenge conventional retirement timelines and create incentives to redesign careers, benefits, and workplace practices. It emphasizes that older workers are not simply a cost center. They represent skills, reliability, and institutional knowledge, but they may need reskilling and more flexible job structures. Sherman also connects demographics to capital allocation. Aging societies may shift investment toward income stability, healthcare, and services, while governments face mounting fiscal pressure from pensions and medical spending. This mix can produce policy dilemmas, including how to fund social programs without suppressing innovation. The book pushes readers to focus on adaptability. Firms can tap wider talent pools, redesign roles for longevity, and invest in technologies that augment human labor. The overarching message is that the winners in the super age will treat productivity and participation as strategic priorities rather than assuming growth will come automatically from population expansion. Thirdly, the longevity economy and how consumer markets will be reinvented. The book devotes attention to the changing shape of demand as older cohorts become a larger share of consumers. This is not only about healthcare or retirement products, it is about mainstream markets being redesigned around convenience, accessibility, trust, and long-term value. Sherman frames this as a longevity economy in which spending power increasingly concentrates among older adults, often with more complex needs and higher expectations for service. Companies that rely on youth-driven branding may miss the fact that many older consumers are digitally engaged, financially influential, and eager for products that support active living. The topic covers how industries such as housing, transportation, travel, financial services, and consumer technology must innovate for longer lifespans and multi-stage lives. It also highlights that aging can amplify demand for solutions that reduce friction, support caregiving, and maintain independence at home. Importantly, the book treats the longevity economy as an opportunity for growth rather than a zero-sum redistribution. Organizations that understand segmentation within older demographics, avoid stereotypes, and design for usability can build durable advantages. The broader argument is that demographic change will reward businesses that align product design, customer experience, and marketing with a world where longevity is normal. Fourthly, healthcare, caregiving, and the transformation of social infrastructure. Aging populations place stress on healthcare systems and caregiving networks, and the book examines how societies must adapt their infrastructure to meet rising demand. It addresses the growing prevalence of chronic conditions, the need for integrated care, and the workforce challenges in nursing, home health, and long-term services. Sherman's demographic lens emphasizes that the issue is not simply higher utilization, but the mismatch between 20th century institutions and 21st century age structures. The discussion includes the role of prevention, early intervention, and better coordination across providers to reduce avoidable costs and improve quality of life. It also underscores the importance of supporting informal caregivers, who often carry the burden with limited resources, and the necessity of policies that recognize caregiving as a core economic function. Technology appears as a key lever, from remote monitoring and telehealth to smarter home design. But the book suggests that adoption requires trust, reimbursement alignment, and user-centered design. The topic broadens beyond medicine to social infrastructure, housing that supports aging in place, transportation that preserves independence, and community networks that reduce isolation. The takeaway is that super-age readiness depends on rebuilding systems around longevity rather than treating older adults as an exception to normal planning. Lastly, strategy and leadership in an aging world, policy, investment, and planning, the final major theme is how leaders can translate demographic insight into strategy. Sherman positions aging as a lens for decision-making in government, business, and investment because it changes risk profiles, time horizons, and competitive landscapes. For policymakers, the book points to the need for reforms that keep social contracts sustainable, including updates to retirement systems, incentives for work and reskilling, and family and immigration policies where politically feasible. For businesses, it encourages scenario planning that anticipates workforce aging, evolving customer bases, and shifts in regional growth. For investors, demographic analysis becomes a tool to evaluate which sectors, geographies, and business models are likely to gain or lose momentum as age structures change. The book also calls attention to inequality within aging, noting that longevity gains and retirement security are uneven, which can shape political stability and consumer behavior. A recurring message is that organizations should treat the super age as a strategic constant, building capabilities that remain valuable across outcomes, flexibility, human-centered design, and long-term resilience. By embedding demographic reality into planning, leaders can avoid reactive decisions and instead shape systems and offerings that thrive in a world defined by longer lives. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business leaders, entrepreneurs, investors, policymakers, and professionals in healthcare, human resources, real estate, and financial services who need a clear framework for understanding how aging will reshape demand and decision-making. It also fits curious readers who sense that longevity is changing society but want a disciplined way to connect demographic data to practical outcomes. The life benefit comes from learning to think ahead. Readers can better plan careers in a world of longer working lives, anticipate shifts in housing and family structures, and recognize where opportunities and risks will emerge as populations age. Compared to many books that focus narrowly on retirement planning or healthcare costs, The Super Age stands out by treating demographics as a strategic operating system for the entire economy. Its value is in showing how the same forces that strain budgets can also fuel innovation, new markets, and better designed communities when leaders adapt early. If you want a broad, action-oriented perspective that links population, aging to strategy, investment, and institutional redesign, this is a worthwhile purchase because it offers a coherent roadmap for navigating a defining transformation of the century. If you would like to support Bradley Sherman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.